Today we are going to talk about a wonderful book that I think you will enjoy. This book is one of my favorites because it's full of excitement, humor, and surprises. The title of this book is Goonie Bird and the Room Mother, which was written by Lois Lowry and illustrated by Mittie Thomas. The author, Miss Lowry, has won 2 Newbery Awards for other books she has written, which we all know is a great honor for any children's author. I'm pretty sure you will find this fiction book to be full of excitement. So let me tell you a little bit about this book. Goonie Bird Green is a second grader in Mrs. Pigeon's class. Goonie Bird is always excited, has lots of energy, and she always loves to tell true stories. She dresses in very bright colors, and usually her socks don't match. But most importantly, Goonie Bird loves to be in the middle of everything. Her desk is in the middle of the class, and she is always in the middle of the mural that the class is painting for the big Thanksgiving Day pageant, which is coming up soon. However, there is some unfinished business in this classroom. First of all, there is no room mother for Mrs. Pigeon's class. This class desperately needs a room mother because all of the other classes at the school already have a room mother. Even though Goonie Bird and all the students in Mrs. Pigeon's class have asked their family members to be room mothers, they are just too busy and don't have enough time. Oh no, what are they going to do? Another important matter is the role of Squanto for the school play. Everyone wants to play the part of Squanto. However, Goonie Bird Green really, really wants this part. One day, Mrs. Pigeon decides to make an announcement. She decides she's going to give a reward to someone in the class. Mrs. Pigeon says, "The reward I'm going to give is the important role of Squanto in the pageant. Someone is going to get that role in appreciation." Everyone in the class starts asking, "What? In appreciation for what?" Someone even says, "For catching a criminal?" "No," Miss Pigeon says, "the reward of Squanto will go to the person who finds me a room mother." Right then and there, Goonie Bird decides she will find a room mother for her class. What do you think is going to happen? Will Goonie Bird find a room mother? Will she get the part of Squanto in the play? Also, if Goonie Bird finds a room mother, will this room mother's identity be a secret? These are all questions that can be answered by reading this wonderful book. I hope you will take the time to read it because there is an exciting surprise ending.